is there any secret to longevity? Is there anything you did to live this long?
I don't think so. Except I have always worked. From the time we lived on the farm, everybody had a job. You do. It's farm work, and it's hard work. After Mother married again and I went to college, I paid my way through college. It was called NYA, National Youth, and that was one of the alphabetical things that Roosevelt came up with. And I was in that, and that I made enough money there to pay for my room and board. So I've worked, and I would not know what it would be like to get up in the morning and say, I have nothing left to do.
Right. So that...
I don't play bridge. Never learned to play bridge. I have no card sense at all.
Do you have any hobbies?
Well, reading.
Yeah.
And it used to be sewing. But now I don't see well enough to really sew. When my kids went to college, girls, their entire wardrobe were things that I had made. I know that when the oldest one went to OSU, she came home on Thanksgiving. She said, Mother, you know what they're wearing now? They're wearing slacks and jackets or vests and skirts. Can I have one of those? I said, look. And I was making her two slacks. One was more dressy than the other. And I finished one of them, which was the slacks, the skirt, and the jacket before she left and went back to school. So I love to sew.
But you must have been a good sewer because they weren't embarrassed by the fact.
No, they weren't.
It didn't look homemade.
No. Mm-mm.
You were that good.
Yeah.
But this idea of work, those of us, and I have that in me too, I have to have something to do. That's what I've been doing here for 15
yes,
years.
Yes, I know.
But we're fortunate to be born with that. Not
a desire to keep going,
yes.
To keep moving.
Right.
To keep producing.
Right.
In some way.
See, I just turned 81 a few days ago.
And you're 20 years younger.
And I feel like a child around you. And I'm enjoying this.
Well, thank you, son.
Right. But there are things you didn't do. You didn't smoke.
No. Well, I did for a while. I know that you remember the Carson attractions that brought the theaters in here.
Yes.
Dick and Jackie. Jackie was the woman. Jackie and I were very good friends. And she smoked, up until the day she died. And she would come over at the house, and I'd say, now, Jackie, I don't have an ashtray out. I don't want anybody to smoke. And halfway through the evening, I'd catch her. She had brought her own ashtray. And she was sitting there smoking. But I tried it once again, and it was, you take a drag or two, and then all at once your heart goes bang, bang, bang. And you don't realize it when you're on it.
Yeah.
When you're smoking constantly. But it does affect the heart. At least it did with me.
Why?
I thought that's not it.
So that's the reason you quit then, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. But you didn't drink to excess?
Not to excess. But a day doesn't go that I don't have my scotch.
A scotch at noon or before you go to bed?
Before dinner. It's right over there.
I see.
And I have a scotch and water while I am watching my favorite show, and then I have my dinner.
Right. But then you didn't engage in poor eating. You were probably healthy eating.
Yes.
And so that led to, and exercise. You were active.
No.
No.
I don't exercise.
Did you ever?
No. That's a dirty word. No, I never learned. I never appreciated exercise. Even when my daughter was Holland Hall. And of course, she was in charge of their women's athletics. And even to this day, because I've traveled with her, when she gets up in the morning, she gets down the floor and she goes through these stretching exercises. I lie in bed and watch her.
So you kind of take away everybody who preaches to live long, you got to eat healthy, don't drink or smoke, but be sure you exercise. You didn't, and you made it to 101 without exercising.
Right.
Well, I'm a runner, and I still run, and I'm going to keep on doing it, for sure.
I think that's marvelous, that you're a runner.
Right.